Okay, it's time for your massive action line, and guess what this week is? Oh my gosh, it's like one of the best weeks in all of PNP. It is Hunger Scale Challenge Week. So many people have busted weight loss plateaus this week. So many people have found out a lot about themselves by doing the Hunger Scale Challenge Week. So here's what I want to say about it. It's super revealing. It's going to bring up, if you've got doo-doo thoughts going on around some hunger and stuff, this is the perfect opportunity to be like, oh my gosh, like I was feeling terrible. I was feeling deprived. I was feeling whatever, wasteful. I was feeling like I was too hungry, whatever it is. We do this on purpose, not so that we can be like, and that stuff's really bad. I must be crazy. And no. It is so that we raise the awareness level, because those are the thoughts that are already there. Those are the ones that will creep up on you when you're not doing a challenge week, when you're just going through life, and hose you and get you to eat. So we want to do it this way so that we can be like, oh my gosh, that is what I think. No wonder in these other times I'm overeating. So now we have what's called insight. And then we take that insight, and guys, you can run it through. You can run it through a model. You can TDL on what happened each day and then figure out thoughts there. Or you can just like ask some questions in the Facebook group or take it over to Ask Coaches and be like, I noticed this happened. Can you help me figure out what to do about this? What are some better thoughts? Or here are some better thoughts that I think might work. What do you think? This will be amazing stuff for all of you to be discussing in Ask Coaches if you're not on the Facebook group. But if you're in the Facebook group, this right here, Hunger Scale Challenge Week, always brings up so much insight for everyone. You get to see how other people experience it, the successes and the troubles that other people run into, the obstacles, and how everyone is solving for it. Okay? So here's what's going to happen. Some of you are also going to get sad during Hunger Scale Challenge Week. And here's why we get sad. You start realizing you don't need as much food as you're eating. But you want to eat more food because it's comforting, fun, entertaining, easy, just what you've always done. It's not wasteful. That's exactly what we want to do. So if you feel a little sad, don't feel alone. Just be glad to know that this is happening so that you can start being like, oh, so if I really, like if I'm sad, what is it that I really want? To be comforted? How can I start creating comfort in my life so I don't have to be overweight to get it? That's what we want to be doing. So Monday, we're not going to eat till 10 a.m. So make sure that you, this will be in your massive action line. So to make it easy for you guys, but I just want to kind of go over it. If you already don't eat till 10 a.m., it'll be easy for you. If you currently eat breakfast, guys, also remember, they're all optional. I highly recommend you try them. But like if you're a teacher, and this ain't going to work for you, then don't do that one. It's fine. Or maybe on you don't do it on Monday. Maybe you do it on Saturday. You get to do whatever you want, okay? I don't want anybody to feel like they're forced into doing this. Trust me. Corinne is not going to come to your house with the Kool-Aid man, bust down the door and be like, are you eating before 10 a.m.? Don't you know it's Hunger Scale Challenge Week? That's not happening. So, but the first day is we don't eat till 10 a.m. For a lot of you, you're eating breakfast just because you always have, but you haven't actually waited to see if you're hungry. So this is always one of those where people are like, ooh, I don't even know if I really need to eat breakfast. Like, I think maybe I'm the kind of person who eats lunch, a snack, and dinner. Like you almost have like a half a meal in the middle of the day. There's no right or wrong to lose weight. There's no right or wrong to do this, but just don't eat until 10 a.m. just to kind of see where your body's at. Next is Tuesday. We're going to eat half of your dinner, and you can either toss the rest away. If you're someone who is really struggling with throwing away food, I would really recommend you toss the other half so that you get used to the idea that the value of the food is in you eating to your body being satisfied, not in you finishing your plate because you paid for it or because it costs money. I really want you to think about this. Like when you go to the buffet, you don't pull your chair up to the buffet and be like, well, I paid for it. Like I'm going to have to eat something off of everything. That's not how we do it. And it's the same thing at home. So, but if you don't feel comfortable tossing the rest, or maybe you're just like, no, I have no problems with tossing food, you can even just save it for another day. That's fine. Roll that one however you want. But I will tell you one of the most powerful things that I did, because I grew up so poor around food, throwing away food was really hard for me. And it was one of the things that kept me losing weight really slow, because I literally would so often just barely overeat. And I mean, I'm not even talking about like throwing it down like a champ, like at a hot dog eating contest. I'm just saying, like, I would have a plate of food and I could have left behind 3 or 4 bites, and I wouldn't, because I would think, I don't want to waste it. And I would slow my weight loss down 3 or 4 bites at a time every other day. And it was not until I got used to throwing some food away that I was like, okay. Once I got used to throwing food away, guess what the next thing was? I got used to serving myself less. It was like, well, I've noticed after I got to where I legit would quit and would throw it away, I'd be like, oh, if I really don't want to be wasteful, I'll quit overeating to not be wasteful. I'll start making less and serving less to not be wasteful. That might be a weight loss tip that actually works. So I did that, and that was very insightful for me. On Wednesday, we're going to leave 2 to 3 bites at every meal, including our snacks. This is just to get the practice of stopping before we think we're done. We want to stop on purpose and leave the 2 to 3 bites behind and be done. Now, if you notice you're getting hungry later, if you saved those 2 to 3 bites and you want to have them later, feel free to have them. But it's up to you. I just want you practicing the idea of leaving 2 to 3 bites of food behind, so that you have that conscious pause for when you are, for a lot of us, I think what I hear from you guys most often, and this one is helpful for, is you feel like it's really hard to stop. You just get to eating. Well, when you have a target of leaving 2 to 3 bites behind, I would like physically pull them off to the side of your plate so that you know, like, this is the part that I will not be eating. So that you know how to consciously stop. Thursday, allow yourself to get to a -4 and then eat a normal meal. We're doing this one day because what I want you guys to practice is, like, stop being hangry. Show yourself that you can go to a -4. Now, a -4 is not passing out into the street and, looking like you're setting yourself up for some kind of eating disorder. It's not. A -4 is not that damn hungry. A -4 means that you've waited about an hour or two past when you normally start getting the whispers of hunger. It's more like you know you're hungry versus starting to get hungry. So we're not waiting until we have headaches and blackouts and all that kind of stuff. So don't be sitting there going, oh my God, like, what do you mean? No, but I'm going to tell you right now, you need to consciously practice being at a -4 so that the next time that you're at the doctor and you didn't eat breakfast and they're running late and then you get stuck in traffic, you're not in a McDonald's in desperation. We have to practice being hungry sometimes so that when life happens, like you're in a meeting and you're like, you don't get to eat until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not eating the house down. Because you've never practiced managing your mind around having a normal meal when you've been extra hungry. That's the purpose of it. So no, I'm not trying to sit there and set you up for some kind of weird disaster. I'm trying to teach you how to show up for your life, because sometimes life happens. You need to be prepared for it, not letting it continually catch you with your pants down. And 5, we're going to go out to eat, and we're only going to eat half a meal. Now, this is the one that usually is like, whammy, what? Half the meal? Yes, we're going to go out to eat one time in our life. And we ain't going to eat all of it. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to go have a good time with humans. And we're going to make the meal more about what we're eating and about the people we're with. And we're going to do it proudly. Like, I know it sounds ridiculous, but so many of you are just like, how am I going to have a good time? It's like, all right, if you can't have a good time going out to eat unless you clean your plate, yeah, we need to work on this, right? That's the problem. So we're going to eat half the meal. If you want to take it home, that's fine. If you want to have them pre-wrap it before you even get your food, that's fine. Whatever you want to do is fine, but you're only going to eat half. And we're going to practice deliberately figuring out how to go out to eat and it be more than just about what we have on our plate. All right, that's your Hunger Scale Challenge for the week. You guys get after it, post in the Facebook group, and let us know how it goes.